Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing, improvised and lo-fi from London for Monday, July 9th, 2018. Today is International Town Criers Day. Several thousand people demonstrated for the sea rescue of refugees in the Mediterranean on Saturday. They gathered at Alexanderplatz and moved from there to Chancellor Merkel's office. The participants are opposed to an increasing number of Mediterranean rescuers being hindered in their relief work. Many demonstrators wore orange clothes as a sign of solidarity with the rescuers. Slogans such as, quote, "Stop dying in the Mediterranean" were shown on banners, and many of the protesters had and distributed life jackets to fellow demonstrators. While the organizer spoke of 12,000 demonstrators, police estimated a lower four-digit number. The Berlin demonstration was part of a series of protest actions that were taking place simultaneously in other German cities, such as Leipzig, Munich, Hanover, and Frankfurt am Main. A 32-year-old man threatened pedestrians at the S-Bahn station Blankenfelde on Saturday with a firearm, fired the gun, and was later arrested. According to the outcome of the interrogation with the suspect and testimonies of witnesses, the reason for his actions was an argument with his ex-girlfriend. After his ex-girlfriend kicked the 32-year-old out of her apartment in Blankenfelde, the drunken man got on a suburban train at the station and is said to have fired a shot on the still-standing train. The 32-year-old fled and threatened other passengers on the platform. After the crime, the man was able to escape along the railway tracks. The police pulled together special forces for the search, even a helicopter was in action, and the man was arrested on Saturday. Rail traffic was interrupted for several hours. A crowd in Berlin-Schöneberg attacked a young couple with chairs and bottles. A bottle hit the 18-year-old woman and rendered her unconscious. She suffered minor injuries but refused medical treatment. The authorities are investigating serious breach of peace and insults. Officials were able to arrest two 23-year-old men and a 17-year-old man near the scene of the crime. According to police, victims and suspects are German citizens. According to police, the attack on Sunday night was preceded by a sexual insult in a fast food restaurant on Hardenbergplatz. The woman was insulted by a group in Arabic, as she understands the language. She confronted the group and forbade such statements. The dispute then escalated and the couple fled in the direction of Wittenbergplatz. According to witnesses, the group pursued the woman and her boyfriend and attacked them. The 23-year-old hid himself and his companion in a back garden, while the aggressive group is said to have grown to about 30 people. It wasn't until the police arrived that the crowd dispersed. Starting next week, Berlin's district authorities are spending an additional 600,000 euros from the Environmental Senate for irrigating young trees. As announced by Environment Senator Regina Günther, independent for the Green Party, on Friday, they are also receiving support from Berliner Wasserbetriebe, Berliner Stadtreinigung, and Technische Hilfswerk for personnel and technical equipment. A preservation of the trees is absolutely necessary with regard to the city climate. But the help of Berliner citizens is also needed. Carmen Schulze, spokeswoman of the German Federation for the Environment and Nature Conservation, is asking Berliners to water street trees once a week with 8 to 10 buckets of water. According to the German Weather Service, only half of the usual rainfall fell in May and June. The soil in the city has completely dried up after the last few weeks. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.